Dark Smile Productions presents Chief Surgeon Malpractice's Theatre of Horror. Nurse Midia, music, if you please.
Yes, Doctor. Right away, Doctor.
Right now, you need to know three things. Firstly, you've just had an horrible accident. Secondly, you are now in the capable hands of one Chief Surgeon Malpractice. And thirdly, in some circumstances, when an anesthetic is administered, it leaves the patient immobilized, but consciously aware of their surroundings and their goings on around them. And it is in these circumstances that I do some of my best work, isn't it, girls? You might hear a slight rustling to your right ear. That is to distract you from what I'm doing to your left. Good. Not a flicker. Not a hint that you're not away with the furries. But I know better. Nurse Static.
Yes, Doctor?
A scalpel, if you please. Not sharp enough, I fear. Ooh, much better. What was that? Oh, yes. I know what you're thinking, and this is going to hurt you more than it'll hurt me. Making the first incision. Oh, nervous, aren't you? I'll tell you what. Seeing as I'm not a complete monster, I will regale you with three stories of the macabre. Tales to distract your mind, curdle your blood, and to chill your bone marrow. Our first tale involves Dave and Jeff, two morticians who have a singular talent for finding themselves in mischief. A hospital morgue is one of those places that lends itself to trouble. It is in many ways like a miniature store attached to a major brand supermarket. It's convenient, and you can get many things that are straight off the shelf. If, however, you want some fresh meat, you might have to go looking elsewhere. But where else in a hospital could you possibly go? All these questions might be answered as Chief Surgeon Malpractice's Theatre of Horror presents Dave and Jeff versus the maniacal cannibal orderlies on the missing floor.
Charge again. Clear.
He's gone, Kevin. There's nothing more we can do.
God damn it.
Careful.
Why do all the bad things happen to me?
Time of death, 2248.
I don't understand what's happened. Did you nick the artery?
No, I didn't nick the artery.
Oh, you can't start laying blame, Kevin.
What do you know, Jerry? You're just an anaesthetist.
Well, more than you, it seems. He's your third corpse this week.
Shut up. Get an orderly and take him down to the morgue, will you? I've got to tell a woman her husband's dead. Yes.
What?
Look what I've just found.
What?
Tracker shoes.
What?
Dave, will you stop saying what? It's like talking to my gran without her hearing aid in.
I will, as soon as you tell me why you're so excited.
Tracker shoes. The ones with a compass in the soles. I found them in the unclaimed property box while I was looking for a present for my Auntie Jean.
Jeff, you seriously going to give your Auntie Jean a pair of shoes that came from the feet of a John Doe?
It depends. Hey, they fit. How lucky is that?
Lucky for your Auntie Jean, maybe.
Never mind. I'll get her some chocolates.
Maybe not that lucky then, given her diabetes and all.
I haven't had a pair of trackers since I was a kid. My dad gave them to me on my 8th birthday. They were great. I could tell which way was north and everything.
Only thing my old man ever gave me was that limited edition St. Elmo's Fire Zippo lighter. When I say gave, I mean he bought it for himself and I half-inched it. I always carry it with me. Bastard keeps trying to nick it back. Hello, Morg.
There's a buddy for you in the lift.
Oh, to think it's not my birthday for another month.
Huh?
Don't strain your meagre IQ, Sloth. Send it down.
My IQ?
The body. Honestly, what kind of entry criteria must you have to be an orderly? Do you know the difference between push and pull? Check. Can you boil water under supervision? Check. Do you have an unnatural attraction to your mother? Check. Congratulations, you're in.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Harsh, but no less accurate. Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three.
Oh, not again.
Yes. Scissors cut paper. Face it, you just won a life's losers. Lift, sir. Go on, off you pop.
Okay, okay, smug git. Acting all high and mighty just because your dad never gave you a hug.
I heard that.
Here's your body.
What do you want, applause? Go and make me a brew. Milk and two, chop chop.
Bloody slave driver.
Jeff?
Yeah?
What was this guy being treated for?
His chart says pulmonary embolism.
Nothing that would result in the loss of a leg, then?
You are? Oh.
Oh? Is that all you can say?
Are you sure he had it when he came in?
By the torn, bloodied flesh just below the knee, I'd hazard a guess that he at least had it recently.
Blimey, calm down. You always get like this when we lose a limb.
But it's not us losing them, is it, Geoffrey? It's those bloody orderlies.
You can't prove that, Dave.
Three times this week we've been sent bodies with bits missing.
Where are you going?
I'm going up there and getting this guy's leg back. There are certain things a man should be willing to take lying down, and abuse from orderlies isn't one of them.
I better come with you.
I don't need you to hold me hand.
I know. I'm going to watch you back.
I didn't know you cared so much for my well-being.
I don't. I want to avoid the extra workload I'll have after you piss them off and they throw you out the window.
Oh, what the bloody hell's going on now?
The lift stopped.
Thanks, Einstein. Good thing you're here to point out the bleeding obvious.
Press the emergency intercom.
What would I do without you?
This facetious attitude doesn't help.
It helps me. Hey, the lift's stuck.
Okay. What?
Me again, in the lift.
It's stuck.
I'd noticed. Is there any chance of getting us out anytime soon? Are you going to leave it till people start complaining about the smell coming from our rotting corpses? And the only thing left of us when you finally crack this thing open is our maggot-infested carcasses and Jeff's tracker shoes.
Are they the ones with the compass in the soul?
Yeah, yeah they are.
Just get us out.
Okay.
You okay, Dave?
Are the walls moving?
No, the walls. They don't move. Otherwise the ceiling would fall in.
Look, the walls. Closing. Got to get out. Got to get out.
Oh, Dave. How are you?
Come on. What are you waiting for?
How'd you open the door with your bare hands like that?
I get a little claustrophobic sometimes. No biggie.
Yes, biggie. It was like watching The Incredible Hulk, only less green. What floor are we on?
Never mind that. Why are the lights out? How are staff supposed to take care of the sick in the dark?
Perhaps it's an initiative to make us eat more carrots.
I know we've had budget cuts, but this is ridiculous. If I'd realised it was this bad, I'd have put a couple of quid in the canteen charity box, or driven to B&Q for a spare light bulb. I'm not a total monster.
What was that?
I said I'm not a monster.
No, that.
It's coming from the lift.
If you have enjoyed listening to this production, the full audio CD version is available from our online shop.